Thanks for joining us for this summer series through the Proverbs we're calling Road Rules. Before we get into today's passage, real quick, can't thank you enough for your support of the journey. And this summer, we're asking you, please take the time to fill out a survey. We put together this short survey. We want to learn more about you and how we can offer better resources to you. We want to help you develop in your relationship with Jesus. So in the daily Devo email or on our web browser, there's a link that says, take this survey. Be sure to take a few minutes to share your feedback with us. All right, road rules. So I could not wait until I was 16 because on that day, I would officially become a licensed Oklahoma driver. The process started 6 months earlier. There was driver's education in the classroom and then in the car. That was a fun time. Next, I secured my learner's permit, and that certificate allowed me to drive with a licensed driver and to scare them half to death on the roads. Then came the morning when I took the test in my parents' 1969 Chevrolet Impala, a big car, and by the afternoon, I was driving by myself on the streets of Perry, Oklahoma. Pure freedom. Not a lot of wisdom, not a lot of discipline, not a lot of fear, and that was the problem. To drive safely, you must have a healthy sense of fear. Not white-knuckle gripping the steering wheel fear, not a fear of anxiety, but a solemn respect for the responsibility that has been entrusted to you. Lives are at stake. Fools on the road ignore the rules of the road, and they are dangerous. And when you ignore God's road rules, you're going to end up doing some foolish and dangerous things. That's why Proverbs 1:7 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." Let's think about that. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, something we need to teach our kids, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So the beginning of true knowledge, the proverb says, is to have a proper awe and reverence for God. That's what the fear of the Lord means, having a proper awe and reverence for God. So he's not the man upstairs. Don't call him that. He's not the big guy in the sky. Please don't call him that. He's the creator of all things. It is in him we live and we move and we have our being, Acts 17:28. He oversees each breath we take, Psalm 104:29. And he loves us so much that he sent Jesus to pay the penalty for our sin so that we could have a personal relationship with him, John 3:16. And so we live in awe of him, in respect of him, in reverence for God. Doesn't it make sense that God, the awesome creator and the loving father, knows the path we should take? Doesn't it make sense that the one who put us on life's road would know the road rules? True knowledge is not measured by the grades we make at school or at work. By the way, true knowledge is not even measured by how old we are. True knowledge is simply this: living in awe of God and following his road rules. Anything else is foolish. Father, worldly knowledge keeps me focused on myself and others and often leads me down a dangerous path. I compare myself with people, and I always come up short. May we always honor you in a way that results in true blessing and true knowledge and true wisdom. May we understand that the fear of you is the beginning of knowledge and wisdom and godly instruction. When we fear you, that's when we understand the road rules. Thank you, Father, for the instruction in the Proverbs. We We pray in Christ's name. Amen.